Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that great crap on Bravo. We just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful, hilarious, and very special Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
What happenings? What you doings?
Just, you know, here podcasting with you. Got my tall glass of iced coffee ready to go for another big recap of The Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trip. Huh? You excited for that?
Yeah, party. Get into it. Love this show.
This is episode 2 that we're recapping today. And then we're going to have episode 3 up tomorrow. And then episode 4 will be up next week. How about that?
Yeah, baby. Let's do it, girl.
That is the sketch. And of course, you know, don't forget, we got tickets on sale for our live shows. Those will be coming up sooner than you may expect. So go to watchcrappens.com to get those. And don't also forget to sign up on Patreon. Patreon.com/watchforcrappens. You get access to things like our bonus episodes. Last week we did a shot-by-shot breakdown of The Real Housewives of Orange County new trailer. And then this week we're going to do a shot-by-shot breakdown of Countess Luann's Christmas video, which is really it's worth breaking down shot-by-shot. We'll tell you that much. So we have a lot of fun with that. And of course, at the Crappens on Demand level, you get to watch us recap twice a week. So it's super fun stuff. So go check that out. Tickets and Patreon, all the good things to get the full Crappens experience.
Yeah, and if you want to see what those videos are like, we did a free one this week of the first episode of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. You can find that on our Patreon. Just scroll down. It's free for everybody.
Yeah. So without further ado, let's get into Girls Trip because it's so good. It is so good. Let's dive into episode 2, which opens up with some images of some conks. And then all of a sudden, Triton Villa in like huge font, huge neon font on the screen.
Yes, and it's day 2. And Tree is doing yoga outside. I'm doing the tree pose, get it? Bing, 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 bing. And Cynthia, who loves being in the diary room. Like, as I said last week, Cynthia is always in the diary room at night. She's the first one to walk in there. But she's now doing her own Cynthia cam, even though there's a full camera crew around. Yeah. So she's like, hi, it's me, Cynthia. We're in Turks and I had a lot of tequila. But today, it's time for the Bailey barbecue. Yeah. And the cameras are getting her, filming herself, doing her own diary room session. Like, that's how into it Cynthia is.
It's a super meta show. Yeah, it's going to be another Bailey Q. Which had me a little concerned. Anytime that Cynthia spearheads an event on Atlanta, it's usually not the best. I'll just go on record saying I've never thought the Bailey Qs were really that exciting of content, but she really likes them, and that's what matters the most. So she's going to do that thing where she's going to try to adapt that game that's really fun for her friends back home with new friends. And as we find out later on, it doesn't always work out. As someone who likes to do that, I can tell you, it's almost always met with disappointment. Don't do that. Just keep certain games with certain friends, okay? So,
or just play them the same way and let the new people adapt. You know what I mean? Like, just let them adapt. Because it's kind of funny that they have to be like, well, I don't know if these ladies can really take it. So let's make it simpler things. Like, what's your favorite kind of purse? You know? So first we start with Ramona going down to the staff in the kitchen. She's like, did you guys put butter in the eggs? Because I'd love if you don't put butter on it. Guy! Jeez.
Like, oh God. Oh God. 8 more days of this. And then Melissa is greeting Michael the butler. He's not the Michael the butler, but Michael the concierge, I should say, is in sort of the foyer, and he's got like coffees. He has like a little coffee station. So Melissa comes out of her room and she's like, oh my God, coffee. Thank you so much. And she's sort of standing there and everything. And he's talking that there's gonna be some breakfast overlooking the ocean, and there'll be a tennis instructor coming at 10. And Melissa's like, oh, well, you know what? I heard that Ramona wants to do that all by herself. And then out of nowhere, Luann just appears. Oh, well, don't let Ramona scare you out of tennis. I got your back, Ramona. I got your back. Don't let her scare you. Bully her. Bully her hard.
Oh, you look great, Luann. She goes, you want to see? And she opens her towel and she's naked. She goes, oh, my God. I haven't seen hair down there in a long time.
I know.
Kenya comes down and says hi. And Melissa's like, oh, my God, Luann just flashed me. And Kenya's like, you did? Do me. And so she does.
Yes.
It's like, here it is, boys.
I mean, she's, by the way, this is all just an elaborate seduction of Michael. Right? She's like, oh, did you happen to see this? Did you happen to see my Brazilian landing strip, Michael? Let me tell you something. What the concierge is like down there. I'll show you.
Yeah. So I would flash all the two. I mean, I would be naked all the time, too. I mean, Jesus. How does anybody look like that?
I don't know. Because then eventually she keeps flashing sort of away from the camera, but giving just enough that Michael can see like an edge of it. And then eventually they're like, oh, come on, just like do it for Cynthia. Like turn around. And she's like, me? Me? But I'm a modest cabaret star. They're like, oh, don't worry. They're just going to blur it out. She's like, okay. And she's like, opens up fully naked on camera with like the tiniest little blurs. I mean,
yeah.
It was impressive.
Well, Louie gave me a card for each day I'm here. So I'm going to open day two now. Bing, bing, bing. Go on with your date, knowing that you is loved and you is adored. Ah, he's so cute.
Love you forever, Louie. You can't spell Louie without two of the letters that are also, hey, three of the letters are in love. Hey.
Can't spell Louie without we.
Can't spell Louie without an I. Just on say it. Just a fact, that's all. Not romantic, just a fact.
Can't spell Louie without a Lou. Want to see me naked? Here it is, Teresa.
So now Kyle's on the phone, and she's just talking about how she's like really tired because everyone's 3 hours ahead of her. And such a Kyle detail. I'm really tired.
I mean,
it's guys.
It's so Kyle. This is just such a Kyle thing to say. Kyle is that basic you go on vacation with. It's like, oh my God, is the time change really killing anybody else besides me? Oh.
She's the one who says, I'm still on West Coast time, as if this is a fresh observation to make about travel. So
it's different in Beverly Hills.
Time changes are beneath us. So Ramona then joins and she's like, you know what? I woke up at 8 in the morning, but then I like to lull in bed until 9 in the morning, okay? I'm just like a teenager. I'm basically like a younger version of my best friend / daughter, Avery, okay?
And Kenya believes in second chances, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'm going to wipe the slate clean and let her prove who she really is. So they all start sitting down for breakfast. And Ken asks if Ramona called John or if John called Ramona last night. And does she want him to call? Ramona's like, no and no, guy. No. You know what? Like, I don't even know what you talk. Oh, because Cynthia says, you guys do have chemistry, you know? I mean, we have more days here. Why don't you shoot your shot? And she goes, pardon?
Meaning?
Pardon?
What does that mean?
Pardon? You trying to make me look like a gun activist on television? Okay, I won't have it. So she's like, no, meaning that you should go for it. Oh, okay. So then Kenya's just asking Ramona about how long she's married and stuff. And Ramona's talking about how Ramona's timeline for Mario is getting longer and longer every episode. She's like, well, you know what? We're married for 19 years. Whoa, we're married for 20 years. Whoa, we're coming up on our 40th anniversary. Or would have been.
Angela Lansbury was one of our bridesmaids. She was 20 years old, guy. She's like, well, you know, here's how we met, guy. He was watching my butt in the gym. Okay, then I was in this local restaurant called Chow Bella. It was a hot spot in my neighborhood, okay? Only the hottest people went there and came up to me at the bar. And he said, you're the girl who leaves little poops on the floor of the gym and that G-string with the green ruffles. I was a trendsetter.
Why is Ramona wearing a black G-string with green ruffle at the gym? That's what I want. Anywhere, to be honest. Like, why is there a black G-string with green ruffle? I know it was the 90s, but even in the 90s, what was that all about? She's like, you know what? I was a trendsetter, so whenever I'd get, like, a neon color, you know, I was in the fashion business, okay? So, like, I was, like, Miss Versace. So, like, we had neon did with Niana. Wear an outfit, I come in and everyone be wearing it. I wore a crop top and everyone be wearing crop top. I wore shoes, people wear shoes. I wore gym shoes, they wore gym shoes. Socks, then everyone else had socks. I'm just sort of a trendsetter, okay?
And since he was like, so you started crop tops? Because I watched Bravo and I thought someone named Aunt Dee and Azusa started crop tops. And she's like, no, it's in the gym. I started it in the gym, okay? And Teresa's like,
Ramona looks amazing for her age, but she definitely not a trendsetter.
Yeah. Well, the thing is this. This really speaks to how self-centered Ramona is, because she won't look at anyone else. She doesn't think of anyone else ever. So she doesn't notice that they're all wearing the stuff that she's wearing until she wears it. And then she wants to see if anyone's copying her. And then she notices other people and then sees they're wearing the same thing and just naturally assumes that they started wearing it because of her. But it's just that she just never looked at them before then, you know?
Yes. Like, you never complain about traffic until you drive a car or whatever. You know? Like, I started that. Okay. So Kenya's laughing and she's like, okay, so Ramona started a global trend at her gym. And Melissa says, Ramona's world. We just loving it. And so Kenya's like, wow, you really have a high self-esteem, Ramona.
You know what? I like steaming. Okay, what can I say? So then Luann walks in. Good morning. Oh, whoops. My towel fell off again, ladies. Sorry about that. Oh, look at you, Ramona, with your golf gloves. What an interesting fashion choice. No, the tennis gloves to protect my hands from the sun. And look, everyone's wearing them now because I just put them on. Aren't I such a trendsetter?
And Melissa says, go play tennis. Not with me. You don't want to play with me. She says, you know what? You can play the last 20 minutes. Okay.
So, Ramona's like, Melissa, I'm using the court for the first 40 minutes, and you're using it for the last 20 minutes. And Kenya's like, oh my gosh. And Melissa's like, everyone's so in shock about how Ramona is so about Ramona, you know, but like, she just needs to share a little bit more. At which point,
Ramona says. We see a clip from last night of Ramona going, you know what? I need a workout. So I called the tennis pro. Okay. I need a workout. I'm selfish. I'm sorry. So she says, I've reserved it. I'm sorry. I made the reservation. And if you want a pro, go talk to the Gonji Edge. Okay. Talk to the Gonji Edge.
And Kenya's like, it's concierge, not concierge. It's a French word. Thank you for correcting me. Kenny goes, who raised her? A pack of wolves? Which is funny and could theoretically be said about almost everyone on The Real Housewives. But
yeah,
I have to say, I actually, in a weird way, I actually do support Ramona on this. Because if she was like, if it was a thing, if it was a group activity, it's obnoxious. But if she was like, oh, I booked a tennis pro so I can get like my tennis in. And then Melissa's like, I want to play too. And Melissa doesn't know how to play. That is like, I think Ramona's entitled to her 40 minutes, oddly enough.
Well, I think Melissa was probably like, you're at work, so this is the wacky we go play tennis scene, right? Because it's Housewives. And she's like, no, you know what? This is Ramona's solo with a hot tennis instructor, okay? So Ramona's telling us, oh, I'm very athletic, okay? I gave them the last 20 minutes, and that was very generous of me. I'm so athletic. I could do anything. But it's showing her walking around the house, not being able to find the right door.
Yeah, wasting
They're playing
time.
Like a knockoff of the Rocky music.
Yeah.
And it's now 9 minutes late to tennis. She's like, where? How do I get to the tennis court?
Now, this is where she's obnoxious, because she says this whole thing about, like, I need 40 minutes of, you know, straight, okay, for my exercise. I need 40 minutes straight. And so I do 40, then they do 20. So then she eats up 15 minutes of time walking around as if this tennis court is, like, on a totally different island in the Caribbean. And it's like, it's right there, but she's just wasting time, you know? So, and she goes, you know what? I asked Melissa. I was like, I said, do you play singles? You play doubles, okay? And she's like, what's doubles? I was like, doubles is the number of digits and how many years that Mario and I were married, okay? I'm like, oh my god, I can't even have a lesson with her. She doesn't even know what doubles are, okay?
So the pro comes. He's like, oh, I was looking for you over there.
Where?
By the tennis court.
With that?
So she's kind of short with him. She's like, I just want to start hitting, okay? Because I've got to get ready. Like, he's the one who's late. So they go off. Yeah. And then Cynthia and Teresa go for a little walk. And Cynthia's like, so is this what you expected? And Teresa's like,
yeah. Because, you know, did you go to college? All right? Like, it's like college.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, because I never went to college. And this is like going to college and getting no girlfriends. And Cynthia's like, yeah, I didn't know who I was going to connect with. I I had a feeling it might be, I don't know, I don't know who, but I have found that the person I've really connected with the most has been that confessional camera. God, it's so fun to go in there, isn't it?
And Teresa's like, oh, me? I feel the same with you. And she's like, well, you know, it's just all about intention. I just want to have fun. And I was really glad that we took some time and we rebooted. And Teresa's like, yeah, that was great what you did with Ramona. She's like, Cynthia's like, yes, and you like what I did with Ramona, right? So she's like, yeah, yeah, that was great. And Cynthia's like, well, we're on an island, but you don't want to be on an island by yourself.
Blink, blink. You know? Blink, blink.
But we're all here. How what, is she going to another island?
No, it's a metaphor, the island of being by herself.
Oh, but Teresa.
Like the restaurant? She's going to go to the restaurant islands by herself? I don't get it, huh?
She's like, so Ramona's like, don't do it that far over, okay? I just want a long shot, okay? You give it to me like I like it. I don't hit it over there. Hit it right there.
She's yelling.
Of course, Ramona's even bossing around the tennis instructor.
Because he has a mask on, that's why. So if he had taken the mask off, she would have been flirting. So, but also, whenever he hits the ball to her, she calls out what type of ball it is. She goes, backhand, forehand, backhand, bam, backhand, forehand. She's like a very literal tennis player.
Yeah. So then back to Cynthia and Tree walking. Tree's just like,
yeah, and Canyon was so great at it too. I never had nobody stick up for me's.
Mm. And Cynthia's like, well, if she goes with you, she goes hard. And she's like,
yeah, on my kiss, I don't got that.
I was like, oh, this is going to be a thing. This is so going to be a thing, because that's Melissa's whole trigger. It's like, you always say I don't stand up for you, but you never stand up for me. So, and then I figured it was just going to end there, but she really, like, Teresa spells it out. She's like,
yeah, I don't feel it from Melissa, you know? Like, there was a lot of turmoil in the past. Are you impressed I said the word turmoil? Yeah, but now I never got to that place with Melissa. I never got that way.
And she goes, I live by the Godfather, all right? I'm all about loyalty and respect, right? And Melissa's never even watched it, just saying.
And so then we see Tree and Kenya, like,
still.
Oh, yeah. She goes, I'm bonding with Kenya. Yeah, I bonded with Kenya because I get leaving your kid, because she left her kid. She's like, yeah, the first time was when I was away, you know, to jails.
Yeah, and Cynthia's like, wow, 11 months. Wow. Did you get any calls from Sheree during that time?
She's like, no. But then I came back like 3 years later, and then Joe went in, and they never came home. And she goes,
not to get too personal, but did you think you'd work it out when he got out, or were you pretty much done? She's like,
well, I went in and thought, you know, it was still going to work out, but then it hit me. After my mom passed, I got so resentful, and because I was like, I lost time with my mom, if I didn't go away, I wouldn't have lost that time, you know?
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, and then I saw him in Italy, and then I didn't feel nothing, you know, and I hate to say this, but he laid on top of me with our clothes on, of course, you know, and then he tried to kiss me, and I couldn't even open my mouth. And this morning, like, Louis sent me my second card of the day, and I, like, swallowed it whole. So what does that tell you, you know?
Yeah. So then Cynthia and Teresa basically hug, and they're just, like, they just bonded, and, you know, and Teresa's like...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were going to move on.
No, I was going to say that Teresa said,
you know, I wrote 6 cookbooks and I'm like a 4-time best-selling author. So like, obviously I'm doing something right.
I'm like, yeah, you're being on Bravo TV and like HarperCollins is making a quick payday.
Yeah. So then Melissa is talking about she wants to go to a catamaran. She's like, we'll see the bottom on a catamaran, right? And Michael's like, that's it. You're going on a yacht. So then everybody's getting ready to go. And Teresa's like,
I can't see over there on that mirror. So I'm going to stand on the bed and look at the bed mirror.
So she's doing that. And then Melissa's mortified because her visor isn't the same brand as her outfit. She's wearing Kyle's Versace and Prada.
I think Melissa's like happy. She's like, it's like a billboard for envy. But Kyle's like, oh my God, we don't do that in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Melissa says, isn't that illegal in Beverly Hills? Then Ramona comes downstairs and she's like, you know what? I'm always ready before everyone else is ready. And Lou goes up to Michael and she's like, oh, Michael, do we have rosé? He's like, I'm working on that. Oh no, frosé.
Frosé.
Do we have frosé? It's like, I'm working on that. And she goes, well, let's just get crushed ice and pour the rosé on top. I mean, it doesn't matter. I just need them to have a good time. And we're going to need rosé, that's for sure.
I mean, I don't even drink, but I'll make cocktails for the ladies. Oh, I'm sorry. All of my dress and lingerie just fell to the floor, Michael. Apologies.
Mm-hmm. So then they're walking to the car as Ramona's yelling up to the driver, I hope it's nice and cold in the car!
Hint, hint.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then they go to the boat, and Kyle's talking about how she doesn't really go out that much anymore, and that when people come and hug her, she's like, oh, because she's like, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. So they arrive at the boat, and Luann's like, oh, well, look at this water. Yes, look at, girls, we got the yacht-esque boat, but it's not really a yacht. It's more of a catamaran. I chose a catamaran because it has many of the same letters as cabaret, sort of the same amount of syllables. Life is a catamaran, oh boy. You know, take it from there.
I wonder which is our boat. Well, hopefully the biggest and the best and the nicest, okay? So they go meet Captain Garen and board, and Tree calls Louie. She's like, hi, Louie, it's Arisa. He's like, God, I fucking love you.
Yeah, you like me in my bathing suit?
Yeah, you look fucking gorgeous. You get your second car.
I hated it.
Yeah, that's a fucking hot tree, yeah.
So then they're all taking photos on the boat. I was like, whoa, that's the money shot, okay? And Kenya just is so impressed with Melissa's body. And there is so much talk about people's bodies on this that, like, it's got to be a personal hell for Kyle, who has been talking about her body image issues. And, like, here you have Luann just, like, dropping her towel and them, like, complimenting each other on, like, their amazing midsections and things like that. Like, it's got to be kind of tough.
I know. Well, I mean, look, yes, I'm not saying that there's not body insecurity or whatever, but Kyle looks fucking amazing. Like, I don't even want to hear it. She's walking around in swimsuits all the damn time, too, on the beach. Like, she looks great. Yeah. At least for now, until we get to that discussion. But yeah, she looks great. And these women work so hard on their bodies, and they don't eat any carbs, and they work out. All they do is work out on these shows. You know, I say if you actually make an effort, you're allowed to talk about it. But like,
but I'm not saying they're not allowed to, but I'm just imagining like Kyle just spiraling in the corner. So, but like Melissa and Kenya are just like, they love each other. And I heard a rumor, I forget from where, I'll just say social media, but I heard that this show is what causes like the end of Cynthia and Kenya's friendship. So we're starting to see if that's true. We're seeing the cracks of it right now, as Kenya is basically just like throwing herself at Melissa and like leaving Cynthia on the sidelines, just sort of alone staring.
Yeah, and on Watch What Happens Live, Andy said, was this the end of your friendship? What happened? Have you made up? And Cynthia's like, well, I will say that I saw a different side of Kenya, and we have talked since the show, and we're in a better place, but it is still different. Like, she was pissed. Like, she still looked really pissed.
I'm like, I heard Kenya's a rumor. Like, it's like addressed on Watch What Happens Live specifically.
Well, I just happened to watch that because they had all seven of them on, so I thought it was going to be really good. And Kenya was like, yeah, we had a conversation, and I, like, had to have a conversation with Cynthia, like, in the context of we're on a TV show, and, like, I guess that's it, Andy. So they're still not friends.
They have issues. Wow.
Yeah. So Ramona goes up to Teresa. They're talking, right? They're, like, laying out talking, Ramona and Teresa. And she's like, I am so impressed with you. I would sit on your lap, but you're kind of laying down, okay? What was your career, Teresa? She goes, I was a buyer. Oh, my God. I was a buyer for Macy's. I was a buyer for Macy's. I worked right there in Herald Square. Oh, my God. I worked right in Herald Square. I was in handbags. That's disgusting, okay? No way. You sit somewhere else. You're classless.
Gotta shoot your shot. That's what I learned, okay?
I was a buyer for Bear Medical, where we sell beer to bears because I was a buyer.
What?
Nothing.
So they're both bonding over being buyers for Macy's and also working at some point for Calvin Klein or buying Calvin Klein stuff.
Yeah. And Teresa tells us, yeah, well, we started off Rocky did. And Ramona's like, yeah, you know what? I admit, I said Teresa's a scarecrow. And so Ramona tells her, but you are smart.
Yeah, I went to Elizabeth Berkeley.
Now, she's saying she went to Berkeley, but didn't she just say she didn't go to college in the scene before this?
I have no idea. I heard her say Berkeley. My mind melted over. I was like, I don't think she means Berkeley in California, and I don't think she means the Berkeley School of Music. I just am assuming she maybe saw a commercial with Charles Barkley and then got
maybe
confused.
She just ate a plate of broccoli or something, because I could have sworn when she was walking with Teresa, she said,
well, I didn't go to college, so this is like college.
Yeah, that's what she said to maybe she Cynthia. Meant she didn't go away to college, but she
okay,
honestly,
but Berkeley is away.
Well, but there may, I don't know, it's like maybe there's like a, honestly,
it's like a Jersey
Berkeley. I cannot devote this brain space to Teresa's higher education, whether or not she went to Berkeley, because the prospect of Teresa going to Cal Berkeley is so crazy to me. Like, I can't imagine her walking around Oakland and Berkeley. It just is so crazy.
Your nose is bleeding.
I know. I'm literally like having a seizure over here.
Ramona's like, well, you must be smart, because working as a buyer for Macy's is major, okay? Once again, because Ramona's done it. It's super impressive.
That means that, yeah. So then Melissa is like, she's like, every time I have one drink, I feel like I've had three. And Kyle's like, every time I have one drink, I want to have three more. Ah. So then they're talking about people being lightweights and everything. And Kenya says she's a lightweight, but Cynthia says that, like, but you're a good drunk, though, which I don't know. Has anyone said that about Kenya before? I'm not sure. So then Luann appears out of nowhere and goes, who's a drunk? Are you talking about me? Is that what it is? Oops, lost my towel again, boys.
I love being sporty and being on the water, so it's very easy not to drink, because on these things, people get sloppy, and I think about how unattractive that is, and look at me, sober and oh, my towel. Oh, God.
You know what? It makes me think of all the sloppy moments I must have had in the past. Hold for flashback, hold for flashback. You're not going to run a flashback? I did fall in bushes once, no? Holding. Mm. Okay, I guess we'll not do a flashback package for me. Okay. No tips.
So Melissa's like, guys, did you know at least, like, who did you know, like, before this trip? And then, like, who did you get to know better? And Kyle's like, well, I knew Luann the least, and I adore her. And Luann's like, oh, I like you too.
No autographs, please. No autographs. So then Teresa's like,
I would say the person that I knew the least was George W. Bush, but I still don't really know him very well because he didn't come on the trip with us, you know?
No, Teresa, just not in general who do you know the least, but who do you know the least of this group?
Oh, I don't know, but I would like to get to know everyone at a deeper friendship level, so that way you can send me cards every single day like Louis does.
And Luann's like, well, I knew Cynthia and whoever the other one is, because it's auto-corrected to Roman in my notes.
Ramona, maybe?
Ramona. Oh, yeah, Ramona, duh. Well, girlfriend, she takes some getting used to, but to know her is to love her. And Ramona's like, aw, you know what? I don't know anything about Kenya, so I doodled her. And Kyle's like, oh, she Googled. Yeah, Googled. I've researched, okay?
Kenya That's goes, what you yeah, do when you're gonna... a buyer at Macy's and you're very smart. You do your research, okay?
But you get a preconceived notion of people when you, like, research them. And Luann's like, well, I'm not a Googler, and because I have a story about that. So, hold on, everybody. Lights down. Thank you.
can we put the house lights down, please? Let's get a spot up here. Thank you very much.
I had these girlfriends in Miami who tried to set me up, and I got his call, and I missed it. In the interim of between when he called me missing it, and me calling him back, he Googled me, and he saw that I had been arrested, and he never called me. And I stayed home. I was in tears. I was so heartbroken for years. I dreamed a dream of days gone by.
And so much for me and Jim Belushi. Could have been.
Like, it's okay. Some guys aren't going to mind that you've been to prison at all. And Teresa's like, yeah, trust me on that one.
And Luann's like, you know, it's hard in normal life to maintain a relationship when you're a star such as I am, let alone being on a TV show and being a star, let alone being a TV show and a star with a towel that just can't stay on. Spotlight of time gone by.
Lou's turn. Yeah, I just like the implication, like, if only I had received that call, I could have snared him with my personality and star power and cabaret skills, and even if he had Googled me after that, it would have been too late. He would have been officially seduced.
Yeah, like, look at all the men lining up before all that happened. I mean, I had Tom, and, well, that was pretty much it, you know.
But that said...
I mean, this story is hilarious because it's like one random person that like was a potential. She doesn't even know if she would have even liked him back, but like because he was older and wealthy and she missed out on this opportunity. Oh, the great love affair was ruined by Google. I blame Mark Zuckerberg Gates.
Yeah. So then she starts with you know, she's crying, right? And Kenny goes, oh, I get that. I get it. And she goes, well, you know, she was at my wedding for Tom. So Cynthia, you know, I'm really close. And
which is so, yeah, by the way, Cynthia's so like, funny that she mentions how Cynthia was at her wedding for Tom when she famously never invited Ramona, who she just was like, well, to know Ramona is to love her. And unfortunately, I don't know her very well. Right. But anyway, I remember my wedding to Tom when my good friend Cynthia, who's not even on my TV show, was there. Cynthia was there. Remember that time, Cynthia? Oh, God. Ramona, are you so cringing
Kenya's
over there?
Like, Kenya's like, so how was that? You know, how was that relationship? And Ramona's like, let me out. Let me out. So she gets up. And Kenya's like, Ramona, we wanted to fellowship with you. She's like, I'm going downstairs. That's it. Going downstairs. And you're going downstairs and she's sharing? Come on, Ramona. She's like, you know what? I know the story, okay? So I go to bars playing Law and Order, okay? Because no one expects me to stay at the bar. I just go downstairs. That's it.
And yeah, they're all like, what the hell's wrong with her? Everything has to be centered around her. And Teresa says,
you know, Luann is so nice because she puts up with, like, she puts up with too much that Ramona does. Like, I get you heard it, like, already, but, like, don't be rude. I would never act that way.
I'm like, oh, please. Well, I'll just wait for Melissa to tell a story and wait for Teresa to just, like, go to the other room to look at potato chips, you know? So Luann starts. This is Luann's favorite thing, is to tell the Tom story. And it's my favorite thing to hear it. Oh, Tom D'Agostino. Can we get that spot back up here? Okay, great. Act two. I was madly in love with Tom. Everyone told me, don't marry Tom. Don't marry this impossibly handsome man who looks like a cue ball and has the name of a grocery store chain that I later found out he had nothing to do with, which was a big disappointment. It was part of the appeal, I must admit. Oh, they said don't go for him, but I went. I went, girls.
To find a man with a penthouse and an apostrophe in his name, how could I resist? And he even cheated on me when we were engaged, and still I married him. But basically, girls, I married my drinking buddy. And I loved him, and I thought, he needs a woman like me. That's all he needs.
A woman who could fill his life with cabaret. Well, flash forward, we got divorced. I went to Barbara's house in Palm Beach. There was a cat that woke me up, and next thing you know, I'm arrested because of a cat. Because of cats, which is why to this day, I will never watch that show, although I will take a selfie with Andrew Lloyd Webber if the moment presents itself.
Yeah, and Kenya totally gets it. You know, she's like, we are a lot alike, actually. And actually, you are, because I think you both got married because you wanted to get married on TV and show everybody that you could still pull a man. And I thought that while both of those storylines were airing, and it's funny that they're kind of bonding over that now, you know? So then Ramona follows the waiter downstairs, and she's downstairs, and she's the waiter downstairs. Is making this this champagne tower, right, to carry us, like a drink tower or whatever. So she's like, are you going to drop that? Nope, I'm fine. You sure? You're going to drop it? Nope, I'm fine. Oh my God, you're going to drop it. It's like, I do this every fucking day, lady.
Ramona's like shaking her shoulders. Her. Oh my God, what's wrong with you? You're going to drop this. Like, ma'am, please stop shaking my shoulders. That will not help.
So they do the Macarena. Hey!
You can't trick me, ma'am. Okay? Literally done this every day.
What about the electric slide? Okay. We did that at my wedding 44 years ago.
Hey, high five! High five!
Nope, not going to trick me, ma'am.
Not going to do that, ma'am. So they're all having this, like, they're bonding over Luann's story. And Ramona comes upstairs with the waitress. And she's like, hello? Guess what? I have a gift for everyone, okay? So for a moment, we think, oh, this is nice. She goes, it's lip gloss, okay? Because we all need lip gloss. Because my girlfriend just came out with this company. It's called My Girlfriend's Company. by my girlfriend, okay?
My girlfriend's lip glosses. And Kenya's like, we're talking about Luann. We're not talking about lip glosses. And she's like, fine. You know what? You have your point of view, okay? And your point of view just happens to have very dry, unglossy lips, okay? I support your dry, sad, unglossy lip point of view, okay?
And Kenya's like, if you're going to give us a gift, I want the gift to be sincere. And Kyle goes, yeah, this is promoting someone's line. Oh, wait, excuse me, everyone. Oh, God, I feel so much better now that I'm wearing this hat that says the agency.
And Ramona's like, I was married 20 years and you don't see me crying about it. Okay. She was married to Tom for 5 seconds. And what she knew, she knew he was a fuckabilly. Okay. Sorry, Luann. Not sorry, Luann.
So, to be fair, she said 22 years this time because, you know, adding a few years every time. So Melissa says, Melissa goes, you know what? She just complimented you, said how amazing you are, and then she's crying. So maybe, like, you should sit and listen to a story. She's, you know what? The whole thing with Tom D'Agostino pushes a button, okay? Because we were in the press and I dated him and I dated him, but I didn't really date him, you know, because we kind of like slept together and like, what did I do? I shot my shot. What was it? It was a trigger, okay? I was triggered. And I was like, oh, wait. So you're saying that Tom was a trigger for you? Tom was a trigger for you? So they're trying to like over-trigger each other.
And Kenya's like, oh my God, it's about you again. And then Lou's like, Ramona, your level of selfishness is beyond right now. I was married to him, okay, before he broke my fucking heart. And then he broke it again. And now you're making it about you.
And she's like, whoa, you know what? I just left to get a drink and give her a drink. And now gave everybody a lip gloss. And now you're turning it around like you had glossy lips before you knew me, okay? I'm sorry you feel this way, but you know what? I don't even care, okay?
Melissa's like, I think it just came off wrong. So we have to be together 24/7? I mean, all the time talking, I can't get up to go to the bathroom. Is that what it is? And Kyle's like, here's the problem. You're not even hearing what we're saying. No, just saying that I got up at an inopportune moment. And Kenya is like, no, you said that you got up because, like, you just said you got up because it was about you. Because Kenya's totally cornered her. And Luann's like, she is triggered by my divorce. Oh, God. I just missed a call. Well, God damn it. There goes another husband.
Thanks, Ramona. I'm going to die alone. So then Kenya gets up and she's like, well, this isn't about me, so I'm going to leave. And everyone kind of laughs. And Luann tells us, well, there's not enough lip gloss in the world to cover up rudeness.
She's missing the empathy. She's missing the timing. She's missing probably another word that would really fill out this list, but I'm not going to put it out there. So Kenya says, you know, I mean, you just look up for her and she, like, you just took up for her and like made her out to not be a horrible person. Well, I try. One can always say that. People may think like, wow, look at Luann de Lesseps. She's such a huge celebrity star who gets Googled by men and get the wrong notion about her, but I am still grounded and I do try to help the less fortunate, but you can only do so much with Ramona Singer.
I mean, listen, everyone's less fortunate next to me. I mean, every day is like I'm granting a make-a-wish to somebody. And Kenya's like, yeah, and then she just proved to still be a horrible person. And they laugh and they hug. And then upstairs, because they've gone down to the bar now. So upstairs, Kyle is like, well, Ramona, I hope that you take that as constructive criticism. She goes, you know what? I hear it. You know what? Maybe I have ADD or something else that you guys could feel sorry for so you could forgive me, okay? Maybe I have a disease called AD. All right? I can't with this. And Teresa's like, yeah, I got AD too. Like, I try to do the right thing, but you know what? Like, why they always give me an extra egg? It's only supposed to come with a dozen.
You know what? Like, right now, I want to get up again, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stay right here. Look, it's personal growth, okay? Sounds like they're all just sitting there quietly. And then Kyle goes, well, I think that now might be an appropriate time to disperse, so I'm going to lay in the sun instead. So yeah. They go there. Everyone just sort of goes their separate ways. And so then Kyle is like, she just can't talk about the Ramona situation anymore. She just wants to have fun. So Luann's like, who wants to go swimming? Anyone? Here I go. So she just like dives into the water gracefully as usual. And then
it's the every season segment of something new that Kyle's afraid of, which is that there might be a stingray in the water, even though there is a stingray in the water. And they've just told her that there's a stingray in the water. And then she gets into the water. And then she just yells about there being a stingray in the water. Yeah, it's a very Kyle moment.
She does the thing where she's scared, but then she gets in the water anyway. And she's like, look at me. I'm doing my Esther Williams. Because she's like, do I stay in the boat and avoid death? Or do I get in the water and do something that could make me into a star? I'm going to do the star thing. So she's like, look at me. I'm bringing Esther Williams back. And they're like, this stingray's under here. She's like, oh my God. And she like freaks out and comes back onto the boat.
Yeah. And Cynthia sees that Kenya's...
Kenya wants a photo. Kenya asks Melissa for a photo. Right. No. Yeah, Kenya wants a photo from Cynthia. And Cynthia's like, oh, well, where's Melissa? Melissa's not available.
Oh, okay, yeah. So then Cynthia pulls Kyle aside and they start yapping. And she's like, well, you know, I'm married for the second time and I want it to work this time. And it's different now, you know, because there's Instagram and there's all these hoes sliding into my man's DMs, you know, and they're hot. They're hot young girls. And Kyle's like, oh my God, mine too. So my husband has Instagram, but he doesn't know how to work it. And so I opened his DMs and, you know, I thought, are you kidding me? And I'm like, I got mad at him and he doesn't even know that those DMs are there, you know? And like, I didn't know, like, I could have a relationship like this because my parents got divorced and it's beautiful. Like, it's absolutely beautiful.
I'm not saying I'm competing with my mother, but I did it better.
Yeah. I didn't even have to put a screw in his hamburger. Look at us, still together. And Cynthia's like, so you guys, what do you think it is? You think it's communication? Because we have bad communication and I get frustrated. And she's like, well, he annoys me, but then I just kind of look at him when I'm mad at him and I think, yes, I kind of want him dead right now, but would I want anyone else's husband? You know, gross. So the advice I can give you is surround yourself with happily married couples, because that one guy who's not happy and cheats on his wife and then tells all his friends what a bitch his wife is, you don't want that, which I think is actually really good advice.
But also like such obnoxious advice, because probably most of the happily married people that she thinks she's surrounding herself with are probably not happily married. And that she's like, she's basically saying, I only hang out with other married couples. It's kind of like awful. So she says that she wants to grow old with Mike together. She wants to grow old with Mauricio. And Cynthia's like, that's what I want for Mike. That's what I want. We'll see how that goes.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So either way, Cynthia bonds with Kyle. Cynthia's doing a lot of bonding with non-Kenya people, and she feels like this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship with Kyle. So now they get back in the vans and they're driving back, and Kyle's like, oh my God, I just posted a photo to my IG without even realizing. Oh my God, it was an ugly picture. And apparently she posted a photo of her like screwing up her face and everything. She's like, 58,000 people already saw it.
Everyone was like, well, you know what? I posted my whole bank account to my stories once. we see the headline, Ramona from Real Housewives of New York accidentally shares six-figure balance in a bank account. Oh, see God, what she's being so paid for her social media posts and cameo videos.
Oh, so good. So now everyone's back in the villa. And Cynthia's preparing for the Bailey queue with like some shady things or whatever. And Kyle is blowing out her hair. Like she claims like Beyonce. She's sort of like having a moment where this is what Kyle does off camera all the time. She's like, look at me. Kyle Richards, movie star, winner, best actress in The Reader. I don't know.
She's just all drunk doing Beyonce, and Melissa's like, oh my God, you're so Beyonce right now. That's kind of what Melissa does, is just follow Kyle around and say things like that. Like yeah. In the car when Kyle accidentally posted something, Melissa goes, oh my God, that's hysterical.
They both probably have Beyonce offs, you know that. But singing like the most like basic Beyonce songs. So then Ramona's putting on her makeup in the mirror, and she's like, do not create drama tonight, okay? Like, go with the flow. Be a team player, okay? You know, you like all these girls. You have great eyes. Create the drama with your eyes. Keep your mouth friggin' shut, Ramona, okay?
Yeah. And then lose lighting. Vicious vodka. Goodbye, Kyle, and the clink clink drink. Oh, this is like the menu for the drink. So there's like lose lightning and vicious vodka. Goodbye, Kyle, and the clink clink drink. Like she's trying to come up with drinks for all the girls. Sorry, I ruined my own thing. I was like, what am I talking about here?
Oh, did you do your punchline or something?
Yeah, I was like writing my own drinks for what the girls would have. Like goodbye, Kyle, and the clink clink.
So Cynthia's just reiterating that this whole Bailey Q thing is just like an icebreaker. It's a fun get to know you thing. And at this point, I'm kind of like, oh God, this is going to be so dull. So now it's 10 minutes until the Bailey Q. I don't know why we have a 10. Oh, I know why. Because we have Luann checking in on Kenya. And Kenya's in hair and makeup. And Kenya's like, look at you. I think you might not get red today. Because Luann's wearing red.
I don't even
red.
Know what that means. What does that mean, getting red? And then we see a clip of Cynthia telling her on the phone that she has to come in red, ready to get red, wear red or get red. And she's like, what? So then Kenya's like, basically, it's telling someone off in a fun, clever way. So you either wear red or you get red.
No,
I still don't really get it.
Yeah, I don't really. Will there be singing involved? Is this like is it like, did you misspell cabaret? Because you know it ends with R-E-T, not R-E-D, right? So then, so everyone is congregating. And Kyle, classic Kyle, she starts doing the Kenya Moore spins. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Kyle.
Yeah.
That's Kyle for you. So Melissa comes down like, I'm ready to get red. And they order some drinks. And Luann's still trying orders to, Camus.
Yeah, and Luann's still trying to wrap her head around this. So now we're all in red. Does that mean that someone's getting red? Does that mean we're wearing red? Is this about Taylor Swift's new album? Is this, are we getting red Taylor's way right now? I'm so confused.
Well, so I'm wearing red, so I don't get bread. Is that what you're saying? No, you might get red. But is there bread? Because if there's bread, I'm dead. Something's forming in my head. It's been since this morning's bed. 3, 4, 2, hit it, boys! Bad red, dead shed! Dead bread, shed red! In my head, red!
Lady in red is singing to you, cheek to cheek. And you know what you're thinking. Should have called her back.
Get out. Kenya's just kicking her out. So Ramona's you know what? I don't want to be shady. I have to be drama free today. So she asked me a shady question. I just got to piss, okay? So Melissa's but tonight's the night that you're allowed to be shady, Ramona. And Cynthia goes, yeah, tonight you don't pass. Do not pass tonight.
So they all sit down. Kenya's 35 minutes late. So Cynthia's whole game, I am going to tell you what's going on truly and what's going on in Cynthia's head, because I have been the person who's tried to organize a fun game that has, I'm like, this game is so fun. And it's I've played it a million times and it's always been so fun. And I can't wait to introduce it to all my new friends and they're going to have so much fun. So she has gathered everyone. She's so excited, but they're waiting for Kenya. And the longer they wait for Kenya, the more restless people get and the more people want to play the game. And you know, the game's not going to be as fun as it could be without Kenya, but people are getting antsy. And if they wait too much longer, they're not going to play the game at all. So you sort of do she's like, I'll do a little bit of a half-ass version, kind of give them a taste, get them excited. But it's actually not the smartest thing to do. So then they're not getting the full thing. And then it starts to fall apart. And then Cynthia starts to get frustrated because she knows she's not putting the best foot forward for the game. And then she really wants to play the game in a certain sort of way, but now it's being ruined. That's kind of Kenya's fault, but that's going to be Kyle's fault soon. And I have been Cynthia, and I just want people to know that it's a very hard place to be. It's a very hard place to be.
Yeah.
I felt her so deeply on this moment.
Yeah, I think it's also a hard place to be when you're sitting across from Kyle and trying to pretend that her dress doesn't look like an inflamed butthole. Okay? Her dress, right by her throat, she has one of those circles. You know, and then all the fabric is tied to the circles, but the dress is red, so it's all this red bunched up fabric in a circle. And it just, yeah. It's such a hemorrhoid butthole for Kyle. So then Ramona, they're telling Ramona, come on, Ramona, you're going to have fun being shady. And she's like, I don't believe them because I'm going to say something and they're going to be pissed off, okay? Because I'm going to zip it tonight. I'm not going to say anything tonight, which is hilarious because you know she will. So yeah. More people join, but they're still missing Kenya. And Luann's like, well, I went to check on her and she's in hair and makeup. And Kyle says, does she have somebody helping her here? And she goes, two people. And Kyle's like, two people. Maurizio, please send me four people to help me here.
please. So Cynthia's like, well, I guess we'll get the start. She goes, welcome to the third annual Bailey Q. And meanwhile, Ramona's being like, whoa. If I was an hour late to something, I'd be dead meat so quickly. Okay. So Cynthia's like, well, this is how it's going to work. We're going to present some awards, which is sad that she even has to give the rules because it's just play the game, right? But by like presenting the awards, she's almost like letting them have too much input. So she's like, so we have awards, like here's the sexiest award, like where we decide who's the sexiest. And Kyle goes, yeah, but like to me, sexy isn't like who has the best body, you know, because it could be like so many things. Like, Kyle, you're ruining the game. Stop it, Kyle. Of course,
I know she never said sexy was about being the best body, Kyle. So Kyle's already in a snit.
Like, she's like doing Cynthia's... the no, but she's not yes anding the game.
So Cynthia's like, well, it depends on your asking because everyone has different definitions of sexy. She goes, yeah, but like it's hard because everyone in this group is sexy. Like, come on. I just wrote, oh, shut up, Kyle. Like, of course, Kyle is going to ruin this.
Kyle's going to ruin like a very simple, like jokey game. And I love Melissa. She goes, it's one award. There are 17 more. Kyle can relax.
She's like, yeah, but I'm already thinking about it. So then Cynthia's like, okay, so there's the smartest, there's the pettiest. And Lou goes, oh, it's getting shady now. Or is it Rady? You just rated that one, Rady.
Wow. It's a not sunny moment now. Is that right? Shady, or is it about not being? How does shade work? Okay. Can you tell me?
So Cynthia says, and now there's one for the prettiest. And Kyle goes, see, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Just like totally rude. Like, you know, when you have that person at like the party game, it's like playing celebrity and someone goes, guys, but actually some of these celebrities go through a hard time. So like maybe we shouldn't be so mean with our impersonations.
Yeah. And so Cynthia's like, well, but you can say Cynthia's the prettiest because she's pretty on the outside and the inside. See how that works? Because I love that she awarded it to herself.
I know. And she's like, but I would never say that, though. I would never say that. And she goes, it's 2021. And Cynthia's like, I'm going to murder someone right now.
I know. I'm not comfortable. It's 2021. And I was laughing at Kyle because this is so ridiculous. And Cynthia is getting so pissed. And she goes, well, we can't start without Kenya. And Ramona goes, can we eat? Because I'm kind of hungry. And everyone's like, Ramona, no. So yeah, Kenya comes down.
And she's, by the way, so she's losing the... Cynthia's losing the table focus. But also, you know that she's pissed because she needs Kenya to be there to like... sort of enforce it, like, no, Kyle, like, chill out, this is fun. So Kenya finally comes down an hour later, and you know that, like, at this point, you know, Cynthia's excited because she's gonna have backup. And I forgot to mention that when Kenya comes down, she actually pulls a Ramona and she gets a burger, a private burger from the kitchen before anyone else gets served.
Well, she's like, can I grab something to eat, guys? So Kyle's like, I feel weird about playing who's the prettiest. So Kenya joins
them. It's like saying who's the favorite child. I mean, like, I'm going to figure out as we, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to figure it out. But it's like, who's your favorite child? It's like, Kyle, it is not about saying who's your favorite child. It's literally just a stupid ass party game question.
Right. So Kenya finally joins them. And Kyle's like, well, we're talking about the questions and I'm not comfortable with them. Like, who's the prettiest? And Kenya goes, yeah, that's not a fair question.
It was like, what? That was like a big twist. I was like, wow, Kenya just turned around. Oh, God. Cynthia must have been livid, because you know I would have been furious if my like pal yes. who always played the game was always like, yeah, it's not a good game. I'd be like, oh, we're not friends anymore.
Yes, and Kenya's automatically just jumping to Kyle from Cynthia instead of helping Cynthia at all. And so Cynthia's like, well, Kenya's played this game before, and she knows it's not my intention to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So for Kenya to jump on Kyle's bandwagon instead of saying, you're in a safe space, is like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Which rhymes with safe space. I heard that. Good job.
You really good read job. Space, right? Who needs to go out there anyway? So Kenya's like, so now they're like, where'd you get your burger from? She's like, well, my sugar level's low and I was hungry, which is, I think, the same thing that Ramona said on Black Shabbat, which is hilarious. That's the thing. Yes. Ramona and Kenya are so cut from the same cloth.
They really are. You know, they have different personalities, but not really. I mean, they are cut from the same cloth. And also, it's important to say, Kenya said she wanted a burger, but that's not what she got. She got macaroni and cheese is what they ended up giving her. It's a very important plot point for
thanks
later.
Thanks for clarifying. So I had to clear that. It is important. It is.
Yeah, it's important that
was,
later.
Is that a read? Did you just read? You read the menu, right?
So Kenya's just eating. And Lou goes, so what have you got there? She goes, I got food. I'm hungry. And Kyle slaps the table. She goes,
but I'm hungry too.
And Cynthia's like, and then my friend, the one friend I knew had coming on this trip, twirls in, helps herself to macaroni and cheese with no apologies after she knows we've been waiting for her for an hour. Thanks, friend.
Kim's like, I have low blood sugar.
Ramona. So, that is so Ramona. That's what Ramona said. It is
so Ramona. So Cynthia.
And then
like,
we get my favorite music cue, the scary sequels. Whenever something goes wrong on this show, you hear,
the seagulls.
They do like a horror music version of seagulls.
So then Cynthia's like, well, Kenya started eating, so should we all make a plate? So, Melissa, everyone's starting to pick up that Cynthia is like really angry. And Kyle's showing Kenya all the questions. She's like, look, she wants us to say who's the smartest and who's the sexiest. Like, look at this. And Kenya goes, yeah, it's marginalizing us. I'm like, what, Kenya? Are you kidding me? This is like bullshit, like stupid stuff. And like the fact that Cynthia is having to like really explain it is so sucking the fun out of it. And making everyone sort of so self-aware and self-conscious. Oh, it drove, as a game person, it drove me bonkers, Ronnie.
Well, as a Kyle non-stan, what do you call that? Like, can't stand. How about I say that? Kyle can't stand. Kyle's just such an asshole. And Kenya's an asshole, too. And I've been really loving Kenya so far. And so I'm really actually pleasantly surprised that she's still an asshole, because I thought she was just not going to be an asshole. So I'm glad to see that Kenya's still Kenya. Basically.
Yeah, this was so rude of Kenya. It was so rude.
And I'm glad to hear you saying that, because everyone online's like, oh my God, Kyle's totally right. That game is horrible. I mean, the prettiest, I have daughters. Oh, shut up. It's not about that. It's a silly, stupid little game, everybody. Calm yourself.
Listen, I am the first one who always says, oh, people are always saying, it's just a joke. It's like, fuck you, it's just a joke. But like, I really do think it's just stupid shit. And if you don't want to answer it, you say, you if you don't like it, I think you come up with a shady response to point out why the question is stupid. But don't do a, I don't know, guys. I don't know. You know, like, I don't know.
First of all, if somebody says, okay, Kyle, you got who's the prettiest, you just say, everybody here is equally beautiful. I love all these ladies.
That's exactly
it.
Right. You do
why
the
don't,
you
Why do
the
you have to
pageant,
wring like, your hands about
of course
it?
It's,
you know, like,
of course
shut
it's
up.
A stupid question. Of course, all the questions are truly stupid. Of course, it's immature to be like, who's the smartest, whatever. But the whole point is that it's supposed to kind of like spur on, you know, like, you know, shadiness and jokes and this and
but
that.
But that's my criticism of the game, is that none of these questions do. She's changed all these questions to be simple. Like,
yes,
she's doing it with the non-Atlanta cast, so she's making them stupid questions because she doesn't want to offend them by asking the really shady questions. So it's like, who's pretty? You know, it's like, well, what's your favorite color? It's like, it boils it down to just, it's not even the game anymore. So insult everyone's I think they're doing it because, you know, the Atlanta ladies can go hard and still laugh about it. And Kyle's just proven how fragile, you know, there's that word, but how fragile she is with, you know,
actually no
like
one else
a, who's
has a
pretty.
Problem. And the thing is this, I think you're actually absolutely right, because I think that Cynthia did a hedge. And she tried to actually make this about empowerment, and it's never been about empowerment. It's always about Raz. It's like roasting people. It should have been a roast. And the question should have just, I mean, like, you can't have lighter questions than the fucking adult Jenga, you know what I'm saying? So like, she should have gone harder with the questions. And I think that probably there was like a tonal mismatch. Like, she didn't go quite empowerment enough, and she didn't go quite shady enough. So then you get this mixed tone, and then
well,
you get
Kyle
someone like Kyle being like, ooh.
Yeah, I think Kyle hears it's supposed to be shady. So she's thinking, when you're asking the prettiest, you're supposed to give a mean answer, like who's obviously not the prettiest, but it's not shady because Cynthia changed all. Like, Cynthia's actual intention is to make this the nicest game ever, because every question in here is like, now you compliment somebody, and everybody gets a compliment, right? Kyle knows it's supposed to be shady, so she thinks it's going to be a diss. So that's like the general fight. Like, Kyle's making Cynthia to look. She's making Cynthia out to be this villain who wants to like be misogynist and boil it down to like talking about who's prettiest and the shallowest, when Cynthia's really trying to be the nicest. So I think Cynthia sees Kyle as trying to villainize her, which Kyle is kind of trying to do. But in Kyle's defense, I think that Kyle's just misunderstanding the game, because it's called being shady or whatever. It's called read.
Well, I think that like it's like a game executed poorly and then someone ruining a poorly executed game on top of that. Like, it's like how could you do that? You know what? It's like if you go to see a funny movie and someone is like, was that a joke? Was that a joke? This movie's not funny. It's like, well, it's not funny because you're actually making it not funny. So don't stop. Just be quiet. Go with it and let yourself get into the experience. But I think you're actually very right. Like, the game did have some fundamental flaws. The point.
Yeah, she just changed it to make it a nice game, but didn't tell anybody.
But it could have been. It was a flawed. Cynthia flawed her own game, but Kyle, like, but there was still hope for it. But then Kyle took it and then just, like, ruined
it. Made herself a fucking victim of it, you know? So basically, the way I saw it is Kyle has just made herself a victim of Cynthia, and Cynthia is not stupid, right? She's like, fuck this girl. And then she sees Kenya, who's like, oh, it's marginalizing us. So Cynthia comes back and sits down at the table, and she is pissed. And so she's like, yes. Kyle, do you want to grab something to eat? So Kyle gets up and leaves. I love that Cynthia just dismissed her ass right there. So Kenya and Cynthia are there alone, and you literally hear crickets in the background.
Yes.
And Kenya's like, so goddess, are you okay? And she's like, here's the thing, we've played these games before, Kenya, and my intention is for us to have fun and get to know each other better. And she's like, can we play Taboo?
Ooh, that's a pet peeve of mine also. When there's a game you're so excited to play and someone says, how about we play something else? Oh my god, I was like,
and you've made the game, you've homemade the game, this is your special game that you've had 3 years in a row. And Kenya's like, can we play Taboo?
Don't you like Ronnie, like all these years of me defending Kenya, but then the moment she says, can we play Taboo, when there's another game played, I'm like, she is vile. So Cynthia's like, she's like, well, maybe on your night we can. Maybe we could play it on the yacht. Maybe we could do it then. So so now Kenya says that she's saying how, like, this is not the nicest game, but, like, she's like, you know, on Atlanta we throw shade like it's nothing and it's cool, but here maybe not. I'm like, no, literally all these women could handle it except for Kyle. Kyle is from the Fragile franchise, but everyone else, they give it, like, they go so hard after each other, they will be totally fine.
Yeah. So then Kenya's like, Taboo is fun. And Melissa goes, oh yeah, Taboo, I used to play that all the time. And Kenya's like, yeah, Cynthia needs to give the ladies a pass on this one. And Cynthia is not pleased, right? So Cynthia's, Luann's like, well, how do we play this? All right, let's get raid. Come on, everybody.
So Ramona picks a question. She's like, okay, I'm going to pick a, we're going to get into the spirit of this, okay? All right. Oh, can't ask that question. Okay, what about this one? Oh, no, can't ask that one. Okay, what
it's
about
like,
this?
Ramona, oh, no, you can't do that. Come on. Why aren't you doing that? She's like, I can't, okay? Because it's going to create shade for me, and I don't want shade.
It asks me if I wear a mask by the ocean. We all know the answer. I don't want to say it again.
So Cynthia's like, please be a team player, Ramona. She goes, okay, fine. Who has the best butt in the group? Okay, you know what? We all have nice butts. And Cynthia goes, but whose is the best butt? She's like, okay, well, when we were leaving the boat, Teresa, you had that thing on and your butt was shimmering and bouncing. And I'm like, wow, your butt looks good. Wow.
And Cynthia goes, see how easy that was, and we're all still alive. Kyle.
So Teresa has the nicest butt. See, that was so easy. And then Kyle just flares her eyes at Cynthia.
Yeah. And then, so now it's time for Teresa to ask a question. And she's like, okay. And she's so confused. She goes, okay, who would you sex, marry, or kill? Huh? And Cynthia goes, all right, who would you have sex with first? Let me hold your hand and strip away all the fun of this very classic question for you. Who would you have sex with first?
Louie.
No, in this group.
Well, I don't want to have sex with any of them because they're a woman. I like Louie.
No, but, like, theoretically, who would you have sex with?
I don't shop at Theory. I don't like that store.
No. Just answer the question.
Luann. I just got raided. So Teresa's like, yeah, I just saw her today and she turned me on, all right? And who would I marry today?
Cynthia, because she's touchy-feely. And who would I kill? I mean, she did say something mean about me without knowing me. Ramona, but I wouldn't kill her because I'm a best-smelling water.
Melissa, kill her every single day if I could. So Luann's like, well, you know, it's a game. She knows you're not going to kill her, okay? Although the night is young. Was that a Rihanna? A Rihanna?
Oh, so Cynthia's like, thank you for being a team player. And Melissa's like, uh-oh, Cynthia's upset now. She goes, oh, no, I'm not upset. Let me be clear about that. I know that I'm a team player, and I got a little irritated because I was excited putting this together. And if you find it disrespectful, then we can have that conversation. And Kyle's just looking at Kenya, and then Kenya makes like a face at her, and Cynthia sees it. This is just not
and,
going
and
well.
Kenya, oh, and Kenya God. Goes, Cynthia's taking this far too seriously. I'm like, hello, Miss Lady who yelled at everyone when they weren't doing the murder mystery properly on the bachelorette trip. Miss Lady who took Bolo Court very seriously for like 12 weeks. Okay. So then no. Kenya's like, can we just have fun and do the questions again? I was like, oh my God, I hate you. You're destroying this already shitty game. So Luann's like, okay, who is the most Ramona? I'm sorry. Who is the most disrespectful? Hands up. Well, that's Ramona. That's it. You know what? I own it. I own it. Okay. I own it. I'm not shitty tonight at all.
You got raided, Ramona. And Kyle's like, oh my God, you guys are not going to believe this question. What is your biggest insecurity? And then she just throws it up in the air and they all start laughing. And so she's like, okay, look, my biggest insecurity is that I have body issues and I had an eating disorder and that never leaves you, you know, because you're in the public eye and people say things and I see people like Luann, she can run around and be free and I just like, I can't ever be like that.
Thank you for sharing that. Here's some lip gloss from my girlfriend's company.
Mm. And Cynthia's like, well, I like that question. So I'd actually like to pass that question around the table.
A totally non-shitty like, question.
I know. And Luann's like, I thought we were trying to keep this light.
So Teresa's like, my fear is getting older because when you get older, you're not younger. So that doesn't work out. So I'm scared about that.
And then Kenya's like,
things change with your body.
And Kenya's like, well, my biggest insecurity, well, before Brooklyn was never finding unconditional love. And now it's finding that in a man. And Cynthia's like, yeah, I'm insecure about finding a great man like Mauricio. And Melissa's like, you know what? I come off as like I'm confident because I'm so beautiful, but I'm very insecure about leaving my husband alone because even though I'm beautiful, he might go off with someone else. And like, I never caught Joe doing anything wrong, but it's a real problem for me. And it relates to daddy issues and the fact that I'm beautiful.
Yeah, she basically kind of repeats her Jersey storyline, right? Where she and Joe get super jealous of each other. And she's always afraid he's going to be cheating if she goes on a trip, which, you know, it is Joe. And Joe is hypersexualized. And I think that that's actually a valid thing to worry about personally.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm crazy, and she stabs the table. So Therese tells us how, you know, when they first went married, they couldn't go with friends. They were only allowed to be together. But you know what? I'm not the one to cast the judgments. Is whatever works for you, right?
And then Ramona's insecurity. You know what I'm insecure of? My body image. Okay. And he goes, what? And she's like, yeah. Body image, because I had an eating disorder when I was a little girl, okay, but not anymore. But now I see Luann, the way she walks around so freely, and I'm like, I wish I could do that. It's like, stop stealing from Kyle, Ramona. Okay,
Ramona, stop stealing emotions from people. You are not insecure about your body.
Okay, you know what? The truth is, I'm insecure about Kyle's body. There, I said it, okay?
I have Kyle's body issues, okay? I have body issues about Kyle, okay? I'm concerned about it.
So Ramona, when it comes to showing any kind of emotion, she just repeats the last thing she heard, you know? So
I'm concerned that I'll never be Jewish. I'll be made fun of by Jews for the rest of my life. That's my insecurity, okay?
Well, what cracks me up on this is that the editing shows that Ramona can't be insecure because she was just naked in a thong. Right. But then later, Kyle is in her diary room session, and she's wearing this top, this blouse that's unbuttoned all the way to, like, the pants, you know? And I'm like, well, isn't that the same thing, editors? Like, how can you say that one can't be insecure because she's showing off her body when the other one is insecure when she's showing off her body? Now, right. I think that, of course, Kyle can be insecure about her body, and I'm not even doubting that. I'm just saying, come on, editors, that's not fair.
I actually think that Ramona probably is insecure about her body. And Cynthia even says, sometimes when people are insecure, they put out the opposite. Because, you know, an insecurity about your body could be like, I'm afraid people don't think I'm sexy, so I'm going to, like, you know, like go out like with like in nipple covers or whatever, or like be like as like flaunted around as much as possible because I'm afraid people don't think I'm sexy. So that could just, you know, I actually do think that could be the form of Ramona's. I just thought it was funny because it just really felt like she was trying to steal Kyle's.
Yeah, she's so, like obviously stealing,
that's her track record, right? So Luann's like, well, my insecurity is growing old with Ramona. I'll just have to push her around. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was mine. Getting old, you know? That was mine. Blink, blink. Blink, blink.
Blink, blink, blink. So, because Luann's not big on insecurities, you know? So she's like, fuck insecurity. So Cynthia's like, wow, I'm really loving this. And Kyle goes, me too. I love this. And I'm sorry if I took it too seriously.
Kyle, stop. And then, stop, Kyle. You were just having fun. Don't bring it back to like the fact that you weren't having fun.
Yes, she's just trying to start something. She's just trying to make Cynthia get upset or something. So lightning goes over Cynthia's face. Like they put literal lightning over her face. And, and Cynthia's like, thank you. She goes, oh my God, I didn't realize you were upset. She goes, I wasn't upset. I was annoyed and irritated. I'm like, okay, well, like use better words for what I am. And Carl's like, at me? She goes, yes. Well, you kicked it off. Yes. And Carl looks at Kenya for approval, and Kenya gives her a little look. I mean, Kenya's just really being an asshole in this whole thing.
And Kenya's like, beware and be very afraid. And then they're like, and Cynthia goes, you just seem very unwilling to go with it and have fun. And Kyle goes, okay. And then the graphics are like 50 Cent, which was funny, but I also thought was kind of rude because they're making Cynthia seem like she is an out of control monster. And it's just so, it is kind of gaslighty on a cast where people are so much bigger monsters than Cynthia and her like well-deserved rage. That's like not, like Cynthia's rage is not driven by narcissism the way everyone else's is. Hers is like totally justified, and they're making her seem like she's like an out of control Godzilla. Also, I want to point out, we forgot to mention this, but during the catamaran scene, Cynthia was wearing her 50 Cent earrings. And I'm like, okay, Cynthia, you have to drop this.
Give it up, Cynthia. Yeah, but Cynthia wouldn't let it go, right? She's like, I'm still going to be upset about this for the rest of the evening, no matter how many times Kyle apologizes.
Well, no, because so when they get into the, every time they get into the groove, Kyle brings it back, the fact like, I'm sorry I wasn't having fun before. Sorry I was. She keeps on kind of like taking it back to the unfun place every single time.
Well, that's Kyle. That's how Kyle rolls. So Kenya's like, well, I think I know why Cynthia's really upset. I think she might be a little jealous because I'm connecting with these ladies. So then it comes back to Kyle. She's like, okay, I'm sorry. She goes, yeah, but do you understand why I was irritated? She's like, yeah, but do you understand why I didn't want to do awards based on who was prettiest? And she's like, it's a game. And we're just having fun. She goes, uh-huh. But I have four daughters. And, you know, I hear who's the prettiest. And you know what? Like, I'm just not going to be the person that says that. And Cynthia's like, but you already did say it. And we had the conversation. And now we can move on. It's okay. She goes, but I didn't mean to be a buzzkill. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Shut up. Now, what do you want her to apologize to you for ruining her fucking game? Shut up, Kyle.
I know. So now they're
and
doing...
also, you have four daughters and you're so worried about them growing up insecure. You have a new face every year. You have like two body lifts. Like, give me a break. I can't with these people.
Yeah,
sometimes.
That was, I feel like that's like the unspoken thing. That's what's so funny about, like, she's thrust her kids into the public spotlight, and now she's concerned that like, if she like says who's prettiest on a show where like 90% of the time is like Kyle and her castmates fawning over people's outfits and, you know, how they look all the time. It's kind of funny that you're, this question is like the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Right. You're on a show that's only casting beautiful women who are rich.
Yeah.
You know, there's not ugly people on The Housewives. I mean, give me a break.
So now they sort of do like a rushed version of the awards sort of to get it over with. And so they're giving out awards, and Ramona has to give out the award for who's the sweetest. And she gives it to Melissa, which I thought was actually a kind of a masterstroke of manipulation. Because you know that Teresa was pissed that she wasn't given that, because her entire thing on the last season of New Jersey in the opening credits was, I'm still sweet. I'm still sweet. So for her to not win sweetest, you know she was pissed about that.
And Melissa's like, well, she couldn't give it to Tree because Tree just said she would kill her in her answer. So Melissa's like, well, I would like to share this award with Cynthia because I feel like sweet can be underrated and we're both the sweet ones and people call us boring, basically, is what she's saying. So she's like, and I'm wearing boring with pride. Thank Jesus and thank God and Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And then they're just giving out more like Kyle got funniest and Luann gets biggest boss and Ramona gets best bud and everything. And then then it comes time for the sexiest award. And so Kyle, who's just like thrown a fit and basically ruined the game because she didn't want to answer who's prettiest. When it comes to sexiest, Kyle climbs on the table and starts trying to seduce Kenya with it. It's like, you know, this is not too far away. Like pretty, sexy. It's still kind of about like... they both could be interpreted as right. like external, like outwardly facing qualities, you know, like, so she's really leaning into it all of a sudden.
So then Kenya is, I'm like, oh, I don't know, Melissa, you can take it. And so everybody cracks up. And then Cynthia's like, okay, shall I do the prettiest? And Kyle goes, I'm keeping my mouth shut. And shut Teresa's up, like, it's your
you're not, Kyle, you literally just time. said something.
Literally everything out of her mouth. I'm like, goodbye, Kyle. So Tree's like, it's your night. You can do whatever you want, sis. And she goes, well, it's not what I want, obviously. It's what we want, which I'm fine with. And Kyle goes, I'm sorry for being a buzzkill again.
Kyle, stop it. Oh, my God. You don't know. You do not know how triggering this all was for me. You know, I'm sorry. It was like hearing that, Tom. I was very triggered. So then, now they do the shadiest award. And Ramona gives it to Kenya. And Kenya's like, the shadiest person here calls me the shadiest. Now that's shady.
Yeah, easy. Kenya, that's a no-brainer. But also, Cynthia didn't give the prettiest award. I guess that was the decision to just not do it. So then Cynthia's like, well, this was the third Bailey barbecue and maybe the last. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Actually, we should be thanking Kyle that she put the Bailey Q's out of commission. Although Cynthia did get fired.
Bravo put the Bailey Q's out of commission. Bravo did.
But, you know, it was like we have like double insurance that no more Bailey Q's because Kyle. So actually, and thank you, Kyle.
Yeah. And Cynthia's like, well, everyone was honest. And so for that, thank you. It was very powerful. So thank you.
Guess what? It's time for Housewives After Dark. So they're all dancing. And Cynthia goes into the confessional, which was cool because you could actually see how they set it up, which was another great fourth wall breaking moment. And Cynthia's sitting there in the confessional and she's like, it's so funny to me that a group of women that can be so petty has such a problem with talking about petty, which is weird because I thought it was I rewound it a few times and she said petty, but they had the issues about talking about pretty. I don't know.
Oh, I thought she was saying a group of women who are so pretty were afraid of being shady. But I don't know. It was near the end. So
my brain was like slowly like, you know, leaking the lights out were going ear. Out like on Jurassic Park. I was like, dun, dun, dun. It's like,
yeah, whenever it's Housewives After Dark, it's just when Kyle walks around with drunk dancing and Melissa's following her going, oh, my God, you're amazing. So they put
Cynthia and
Kenya and Cynthia. They intercut their diary room sessions. So they put them both on the screen. So damn, Kenya's like, amazing. Well, Cynthia was being a little shady towards me. And Cynthia's like, I was disappointed. Kenya was late. Well, she was short with me. Well, some people take my kindness for weakness.
And Melissa's like, I think everyone won the right award. And then Kenya and Cynthia are like, they're going to have a conversation. And Kenya is like, says that Cynthia's jealous, which I don't think that Cynthia's jealous. I think she just feels like her friend is neglecting her. And Kenya's like...
Well, also, you're totally making faces with Kyle while Kyle's like trying to villainize Cynthia in a way. And you're sitting there making like conspiratorial glances with Kyle. So you're doing it on purpose. Like you're obviously fucking with Cynthia on purpose and then calling her jealous, you know? And so she's like, well, since I'm the shadiest, Cynthia's potato salad should probably have stayed in Atlanta.
Wow. I felt like, hasn't Cynthia already been through enough today? Hasn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, I think this show's kind of amazing because all the things that we're getting fired up about and all the things that are creating the drama are, it's like all about like very relatable interpersonal things about like neglecting a friend or ruining a game night or being too sensitive about this or that. Like it actually is like, you know, for as produced as this may be, I feel like it is actually touching on a lot of real things that we all encounter with people, you know?
Well, and I think, you know, people do say, like, it's so overproduced. I don't really think so at all. I mean, to me, The Housewives is about, it's overproduced and fake. Because it's like, it's about housewives and how they deal with their families, which it's not about that at all. This one's more real because it's about reality stars and how they deal with being reality stars and how they still maintain friendships when they've got such huge fucking egos, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's real. Like they're just... Just like the whole concept of it is like one big sort of like contrivance, right? But like, I agree with you. I think you're totally right. It is actually about like reality stars. How do they stay reality stars and how do they interact with each other? Yeah. It's very meta. It's a super meta show. It's like a surprising, shockingly great.
Yeah, I love this one. All right, everybody. Well, next week we're back for episode 3. Or tomorrow, actually. I guess when this is airing, it'll probably be tomorrow, right? So we'll be back. Have a great holiday weekend. We've also got an interview coming up this week that's really fun. And then next week, we'll be back with Winter House, the 4th episode of this, and Real Housewives of Potomac. So, you know, we're still going full steam. We hope you enjoy your turkeys, your little turkeys.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels,
Dana C,
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan. And Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.
We love you guys.